very good. Yeah, those Wise boxes are nice. And, you know, the thing is like we all play with those Raspberry Pis, but there's so many of those, and not necessarily just the Wise boxes, but there's other ones out there. You spend a little bit more money, and you can get like the AllScan guy has one that he recommends. I think it's like $115 for the thing, but you know, if it's, and it's a little bit more powerful than say like a Raspberry Pi 5 because it's like, you know, it's a kind of Intel processor in it and all that stuff. And but it's you know, if you think about how much you would have to spend for a Raspberry Pi and then the case and then the power and the, you know, you're almost at like 60 or 70% of what one of these little mini PCs are. So. But yeah, those Wise boxes are good enough. If you're just doing them for single tasks or, you know, a couple tasks, I mean, I pushed the limit on one of mine, and I was doing all kinds of things. It wasn't quite powerful enough to, like, do FT8 and, what was I trying to do, slow scan TV. And there was a couple things where it was, like, I could see that it was lagging on it, so... I was surprised at how much processor power FT8 actually needs and things like that. But I had it like as a remote control of my radio, and I was I did Winter Field Day last year, not this year, but last year I did it all from. I had a Wise box connected to the to the radio, and I had like a video capture card. So that I could see the display of my 710 on it, and I had a VNC window open, and it was like so I could like do the whole thing from remote. It was kind of neat, and I had like TeamSpeak, and I can't believe I had that much time to do all that. But I, you know, and then the computer died unfortunately, and I haven't had the motivation to put it all back together. But that was a cool setup.
Yeah, little Wise boxes are cool, and they're little. I use the Wise box just for my All-Star Note, and I use it just for that, and it works really, really well. And then I used a little white dongle, and I did solder the right jumper finally, and I got it down to 0.6 watts. Not as low as I'd like it, but Sean said he thinks he knows a way where you could pop the cap off and pull off the final and put a capacitor or something there. I just haven't got around to have him help me do that. That way I can just have real low power. You know, I don't need to be pushing 0.6 watt out all the time, so I usually just turn the thing off or unplug it, so it works there. And then the other thing, too, is I got, there was a dealership getting tore down, and they left a couple of those little HP PCs there. They were terminals is what they were, and I hacked into that and just put in Linux, Debian, just because that's the easiest one to put in. So I have that, and I use that for the spare box. But I really like when screwing around. My favorite thing for screwing around and learning is that Windows 11 and their WSL. I mean, you could put any distribution you want on in less than 5 minutes. I mean, boom, 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 and it installs it. And then rather than chase a ghost, if you screw something up, you just wipe it and, you know, what is it, unregister Ubuntu. And then poof, it's gone. And then you just put in, I forget what the command is, install Ubuntu. Or WLSEXE and dash, and it is, and then L or O, and then you can put any version just about of Linux you want on it. And it just lists all of them for you. Like, dash L, dash O. And it lists all of them, and poof, and 5 minutes later, you have any distribution you want. And it's pretty darn good. I mean, it's amazing. The only thing you can't get at is the root. You can get at the root for single commands, but you can't get at the root in general because it says needs password, and Windows doesn't tell you what the password is. I don't think Windows knows.